present Brothers in Law, a radio adaptation by Richard Waring of the television series, which was based on the original book by Henry Cecil, starring Richard Briers with Richard Waring and John Gwynn Jones. This week's special guests, Richard Caldicott and John LeMessurier. Episode 2, The Expert Witness.
Morning, Alec.
Good morning, Mr. Fuego.
Is our budding barrister in?
Mr. Thursby, well, he's arrived, sir, but in a manner of speaking, he's not completely here.
What?
He's just landed his very first brief, sir.
Well?
Well, he's got it propped up on the table in the pupil's room, sir, and he's sitting opposite with his head in his hands just staring at it. Like someone staring at a picture in an art gallery.
Oh, not our Roger.
Beg pardon, sir?
The last time I took him to an art gallery, he went deep crimson and looked away. And don't think the picture was a lady without her clothes on.
No, sir?
No, it was a man. Yeah, I must see this sight. I wonder if I can open the door without him hearing me.
Oh, yes, sir. I've been in and out 3 times and he's never even noticed.
Good Lord. Yes, he's still at it. Morning, Roger.
Hmm?
Well, I must say I feel privileged to be present at this moment.
Oh, Belter.
I can see myself on This Is Your Life in a few years' time. Yes, Eamon, I was in the room that day Roger Thursby was given his first brief.
I bet you the same with yours. Look at what it says on the cover. Look at it. Mr. Roger Thursby. And look, Henry, 10 and 2, 12 guineas. I never heard that much.
Well, try and not let the money change your way of life. let's have a look at it, may I? County court case. Solicitor A.K. Butterworth of Butterworth & Co., 8 Knots Buildings, EC4. He sounds a solid enough citizen. Why in the name of justice should he endanger his client's case by entrusting it to the likes of you?
As a solicitor, he may have been impressed by my performance last time I was in court.
You've only been in court once, and that performance wouldn't have impressed your own mother. Here, A.K. Butterworth wouldn't be your mother.
No, he wouldn't. He's my uncle.
Danny Barrister.
Are you suggesting that it's only because I'm his nephew?
Yes.
Yes, yes. Well, it's very decent of him.
You'd never have got it from a non-relative. I mean, no stranger would entrust this sort of case to a brand new lawyer. It's a workman claiming for damages against his employers.
Oh, no.
Do you mean you haven't even opened it yet? Well, you better listen. Now, look, 2.5 years ago, your client, a Mr. Fred Mulholland, aged 45, fell off a wonky ladder, and he sustained a slip disc and was off work 6 weeks. His firm paid him full wages all the time he was off.
Well, whose fault was the wonky ladder?
Oh, his firm admitted it was their fault. But sometime later, he left that place and went to another firm. Now, here's where we come to your part in the matter. A couple of months ago, our Fred developed another pain in his poor old back. Again, he's off work, this time 9 weeks. So he goes to his old firm and claims damages.
On what grounds?
Well, Fred says to them, my slip disc has slipped again. This bad back is a recurrence of the bad back I got falling off your rotten old ladder. But the firm won't have that, you see. Oh, no, it isn't, they say. What you've got wrong with you this time is something entirely different. Nothing to do with us, Fred, so get knotted. So Fred's suing them.
Yeah, but doesn't it all resolve into a simple medical matter? I mean, if he's got a slipped disc now, they're liable. If he hasn't, they're not. I mean, doesn't the doctor say something positive?
There are 2 doctors, and they both say something positive.
Oh, good.
Our doctor says he has a slipped disc, their doctor says he hasn't.
Isn't it marvelous?
That's how it is with doctors, Roger, which is why barristers are able to earn a living. Now, let's see. Their doctor says what Fred went to bed with this time was osteoarthritis. Do you know what that is?
I'm not even quite clear what a slip disc is. I mean, look, surely all it amounts to is this. One doctor must be right and the other must be plain wrong.
Exactly, and it's up to you to show the judge that our doctor's right.
Huh.
Well, when you cross-examine their doctor, you'll have to utterly demolish his diagnosis of osteoarthritis.
You're joking. I can't even spell osteoarthritis.
Let's have a look in the bookcase.
What
for? Well, see if there's something here that'll give us a clue to what osteoarthritis is. Or are...
Thursby, my dear sir, what's this Eric Thursby solicitor sent you a brief, eh?
Yeah, I'm afraid so, Mr. Grant.
Good for you, my dear fellow. You're so much a very gratifying, eh? Only been called to the bar 4 weeks and already been briefed. Splendid, splendid. Had to wait 8 months for my first brief. When he got that, because the solicitor was my uncle.
So's this one.
But it can't be, my dear fellow. He died in 1922.
No. It's my uncle. He's Butterworth & Co.
Now, well, I don't know him, but it's all grist to the mill. The more solicitors in the family, the happier we shall be, eh?
All my relations are clergymen. I'll starve.
happy. Look, Grinder, I'd be very grateful for a bit of advice on this, really, I would, if you've got a moment. Look, I'm a workman, and I fell off a wonky ladder.
And now you're claiming damages, eh? Well done.
Yeah, well, I've got this bad back, which I say is a slip disc, but my employers say it's,
Osteoarthritis.
Yeah. Well, don't you worry, my dear fellow. You've got a medical expert, haven't you?
Oh, yes, of course, Dr. Eagler. What worries me is having to cross-examine their doctor.
Well, your chap Eagler will be sitting with you. You rely on him to tell you what questions to ask.
But I won't know what I'm talking about. I don't honestly think I should take this case on grounds. Honestly, I don't. I mean, they need a barrister with, well, I mean, but at least a smattering of medical knowledge. I didn't even do first aid.
Nonsense, my dear. Fella, you do your best. You can't do any more. At least this'll start you on your way. Every surgeon has to have his first cut.
But suppose he kills the patient.
Oh, he does. Well, my dear fellow, he often does. It's all experience. You just tell him a tale. You'll be all right. Good luck to you. Tell him a tale.
Tell him a tale. He's extraordinary, isn't he? He's so immensely kind and so encouraging without being any actual help. Have you come across any useful books?
Well, it doesn't look as though we've got anything on osteoarthritis. I can do you Ostend or ostrich farming. Neither's really spot on, is it?
Well, keep your finger in ostrich farming. I might be taking it up after this. Have you got any medical student mates?
Only one, but I don't think she'll ever get a degree. Not in medicine, anyway. Oh, look, I know. Hello, Alec. Would you get Mr. Butterworth of Butterworth & Co.? Ask him if he'd bring his doctor witness up here for a conference with my panicky friend. What? Hang on a sec. What's the doctor's name?
Eagler of Harley Street.
Right. Alec, it's Eagler of Harley Street. Thanks, Alec. Well, Eagler's the one to fill you in. After all, he's going to advise you in court and testify. You may as well get him up here in advance to explain what osteoarthritis is, where it is, and why Fred hasn't got it. Hmm? Ah, that might be Butterworth.
Oh, yes. Henry, how does a barrister address his solicitor client? I mean, over the phone.
Well, as far as these chambers are concerned, it just seems to be hello, uncle.
Well, you're a fat man, aren't you? Thank you. Hello, uncle. What? Sorry, I can't. What? What? Good Lord. What? You're supposed to. Will you? Thank you. Yeah, goodbye, uncle.
Good heavens, you've gone quite white. What about it will say? Is the other side's doctor an awkward cuss or what?
Never mind the other side. Our doctor's an awkward cuss.
Eagler?
Apparently, if they made a film of his life, his part would be played by James Robinson Justice.
Well, that's better than Christopher Lee.
Anyway, Uncle says, I mean, Mr. Butterworth says, that there is definitely no chance of persuading him to come here.
All right, well, that's simple enough. If the mountain won't come to Mohammed, Mohammed must go to the mountain. With Mohammed's uncle.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
Mr. Thursby and I have an appointment to see Dr. Eagler. My name's Butterworth.
Oh, yes. Do sit down, please.
It's very good of him to see us.
I beg your pardon?
Dr. Eagler, well, he's so busy, it's so good of him to see us.
We
do appreciate it.
Thank you.
We'd like him to know that.
Yes, well,
Look at these x-rays, Mr. Richmond. I told them, but they wouldn't have it.
Yes, Dr. Eagler.
But there it is, you see, posterior subluxation. Plain as the nose on your face.
Oh, yes.
Bring Sir George and tell him.
Yes.
Tell him it's a really beautiful subluxation.
Well, there's Mr. Thursby.
Yes, the lawyer will shoot him in when he arrives, but the moment the Murphy boy gets here, out he goes.
He is here, Dr. Eagler.
What?
Yes, sir. Behind the door. It's perfectly natural for you not to see us, sir. Please don't apologize.
What should I apologize for?
Nothing. No, that's what I said, sir. Don't apologize.
Mm. All right, well, come in.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you so much. I was just saying to your receptionist, it's very kind of you to see us. You're so busy.
Yes, I am.
I'll try not to take up too much of your time, sir. But I do need a little enlightenment on one or two minor... Well, it shouldn't take very long.
No, it won't. I made it clear to that damn fool solicitor who keeps ringing me up.
May I introduce our solicitor? This is Uncle Mr. Butterworth.
Sit down.
Thank you.
I was under the impression that my written report on the patient's condition was clear enough even for the law to understand.
Oh, indeed, yes, sir. Very clear. But you see, the other side, the employers, they are disputing your diagnosis.
But they're builders and decorators. The devil do they know?
When I say they,
it's a straightforward diagnosis. All the symptoms, the whole history, there's no doubt in my mind.
Oh, nor in mine, sir. Sure, nor in mine. But you see, it's the judge I must convince.
Yes, well, that's your job, and I wish you joy of it. There's nothing that enrages me more than some of these judges when they get into medical matters. They've no business meddling in fields they don't understand.
Quite right, sir, quite right. Sometimes we have to. We can't avoid... Look, sir, whether we like it or not, our opponents are going to argue that Mr. Mulholland was suffering from osteoarthritis.
Well, he wasn't.
I know that. But you see, sir, could you please explain to me, in a few simple sentences, all about osteoarthritis?
Will I what?
So, I mean, treat me as though I know absolutely nothing. You know, I mean, you could tell me everything, in a nutshell, that there is to know about osteoarthritis.
Yes, Mr. Thursby, I can. If you're willing to apply for a certificate to be admitted as a medical student, if you are also willing to spend 3 years at Cambridge or Edinburgh studying medicine, if you are able to satisfy examiners as to your competence, if you're willing to walk the wards for a year, studying every evening and devoting yourself to every aspect of human anatomy, physiology and neurology, it is then possible, remotely possible, that I could, given a whole morning, which I haven't got, instill in you a glimpse, a mere glimmering, of what is meant by osteoarthritis.
Oh.
Will that answer your question, Mr. Thursby?
Well, you will be in court, won't you?
I have said I will be, so I shall do my very best to be there.
Oh, that'll take a great weight off. You mean you might not be there?
Well, I waste all day there. It's my consulting day at the hospital, and I find it difficult enough to see all my cases.
I think I should mention that the expert witness for the other side is Mr. Rennell.
Rennell?
Yes.
K.R.G. Rennell?
Yes.
So it's him who's saying it's osteoarthritis. Well, 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 isn't that just typical?
You know Mr. Rennell?
I know Mr. Rennell. Oh, gentlemen, you need have no fear that I'll not turn up. I'll be there.
Thank you very much. Look, before I go, you couldn't lend me a book that might help me in court?
Yeah, certainly.
Here you are. Oh, that's terribly kind of you. Thank you so much. I'm sorry to have been so ill. Thank you so much.
What did he lend you, Roger?
Every man's home lawyer. Oh, Lord, now who's that? Sally.
How was I?
What?
Didn't you see me?
Where?
In the Wednesday play. I had three lines and a scream off camera.
It was tonight. Oh, Sally, I'm so sorry. I've been so hard at it with this spinal column business. Just look at all these charts and books.
Oh, Roger, you're not still down among the vertebrae. That's every night this week. You look terrible.
I feel terrible. Have you ever put in a lot of time with medical textbooks? I keep getting all symptoms. You see this book?
Yes.
I've had everything in it except the preface. And the words they use, I can't get my tongue round them, let alone remember them. And the case is tomorrow.
All I know about osteoarthritis is that it's a pain in the back.
You can say that again. After 8 days, it's about all I really know. And tomorrow I've got to cross-examine a bloke who's the country's leading authority on it. Exit Roger Thursby to slow music.
But do you really have to go so deep into this hip bone connected to the thigh bone stuff? You said you've got this Dr. Eagler advising you.
Sally, Dr. Eagler advises people rather like a stoat advises a rabbit. He looks them in the eye and then destroys them.
Oh, well, that's splendid. Compared with him, the other doctor won't seem nearly so frightening. Pretend you're cross-examining him now.
Who, Rennell?
Yes. Stand up. Throw your arm out.
Why?
With you pointing at him and Dr. Eagler glaring at him, he won't have a chance.
Really? All right. I'll try it. Mr. Rennell, would it not be true to say that osteoarthritis would be indicated... How am I doing?
Marvellous, but don't ask the judge that.
No. That osteoarthritis would be indicated at the posterior intervertebral joints by a blast.
Oh, never mind. Look it up on the chart.
Chart?
With the skeleton on it.
Oh, yes. Posterior intervertebral joints. Now, where are we? Posterior intervertebral joints. He hasn't got me.
Of course he has.
And I thought I'd learnt them all the way down.
Well, have another go. I'll point to them. Come on, from the top.
All right, then. 7 cervical vertebrae, 12 dorsal vertebrae, 5 lumbar vertebrae.
Each vertebra consisting of?
A body and an arch.
Joined to each other by?
Cartilage and ligaments. Sounds like a firm of solicitors.
How much do you get for this case, Roger?
12 guineas.
8 nights work, a day in court. You'd earn more as a traffic warden.
Come on, Sally. It's tomorrow.
Oh, the intervertebral discs consist of...
I've got this all right. The intervertebral discs consist of... Don't prompt me. Wait a minute. I've got it. Consists of... I've gone. Everything's gone. I've finished. I'm a complete blank. It's no use at all. It's just all whirling around a horrible mass of Latin words and bits of gristle.
You want to know what I think?
Well?
I think you've just learnt sufficient to utterly confuse you.
You may be right.
Why not do what everybody's telling you to do? Leave it to Dr. Eagler.
All right.
That's it. Now, come on. Sit down and relax.
Mm.
Henry said you were getting far too steamed up about this case.
Did he? When did you see Henry?
I didn't see him. He just happened to phone me.
You can't just happen to phone someone. I mean, it's not an accidental process. You have to willfully stick a finger in the dial and deliberately zizz it round.
Oh, the keen legal brain. You wouldn't be jealous.
I might be. I very well might be. I think I'd better hold you tight, don't you, and never let you go.
Roger. Roger?
Hmm?
What's your hand doing behind my back?
Sally. Sally, do you know something?
What?
There are 12 dorsal vertebrae.
Take the book in your right hand, repeat the words on the card.
I swear by Almighty God that the evidence I shall give to the court shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Dr. Albert Eagler, are you a registered medical practitioner, and are your qualifications...
Mr. Thursby, it is Mr. Eagler. The gentleman is a well-known orthopedic surgeon.
Nope, it's Dr. MDFRCP. I'm an orthopedic physician, Your Honor.
Doctor, you examined my client...
Just a minute. Doctor, now, what's the difference between an orthopedic physician and an orthopedic surgeon?
None, Your Honor. Except that they think their methods are better than mine, and I know my methods are better than theirs.
I see. But I've learned something at any rate.
Good.
Say something, Dr. Eagler.
I murmured to myself that I was glad to have been, in some small way, of service.
You said good, Dr. Eagler.
Well, when I talk to myself, Your Honor, I speak in shorthand. I use few words myself because I find other people talk so much.
Yes, well, do let's get on, Mr. Thursby.
If Your Honor pleases.
Right.
Doctor, you have examined my client, Mr. Mulholland, and you have heard his evidence that 2.5 years ago, while working for the defendants, he fell off a wonky defective ladder and hurt his back.
Yes.
And that he recovered after a few weeks and was quite all right until a couple of months ago. Then, without any further accident, he suddenly had a crippling pain in his back.
Yes, yes, yes. I know the man's history well.
In your opinion, Dr. Eagler, what is he suffering from?
A prolapsed lumbar intervertebral disc.
Dr. Eagler, I presume you mean a slipped disc.
No, I mean a prolapsed lumbar intervertebral disc.
Do you mind if we call it a slipped disc, Doctor?
I don't mind what Your Honor calls it, but what it is a prolapsed lumbar intervertebral disc.
Layman, Doctor, and find simple words easier.
Your Honor, there are dozens of discs in the body, but this one happens to be an intervertebral disc in the lumbar region. If Your Honor can suggest simpler words for that, I will gladly use them.
Perhaps Your Honor could say slipped instead of prolapsed.
I am perfectly capable of saying prolapsed, thank you, Mr. Thursby. And I know it means slipped. This man is suffering from a prolapsed lumbar disc in the intervertebral area.
Prolapsed lumbar intervertebral disc.
Please don't interrupt. I was just writing it down as in prolapsed lumbar intervertebral disc.
Well done.
Keep your shorthand for your consulting room, Doctor, will you?
He's rubbing the jet up the wrong way, Roger. Smooth it down.
Your Honor, I'm sure the witness didn't mean...
Well, I'm sure he did. Now, let's get on with the case.
Now, I'm very grateful to Your Honor. Dr. Eagler, what do you consider is the cause of my client's incapacity?
I've no doubt at all of the cause of his incapacity.
Well, what is it?
It was caused by the injury when he fell off the ladder.
Thank you, Doctor.
Right. Well, now, Mr. Belkin...
Dr. Eagler, I put it to you that the plaintiff is actually suffering from osteoarthritis.
He isn't.
Let me ask you this. If the plaintiff were suffering from osteoarthritis, isn't it true that could be caused by something other than falling off the ladder?
Yes, that is true. But he isn't suffering from osteoarthritis.
If he were, it could be due to quite ordinary causes, such as his age, the heavy manual work he does. Even playing a lot of football as you.
Yes, these are common causes of osteoarthritis, but he hasn't got osteoarthritis. He's got a prolapsed lumbar intervertebral disc.
Dr. Eagler, on what did you base that opinion?
My examination of the patient, his previous history of injury, and some 20 years' experience of diagnosing this particular form of ailment.
Did you take an X-ray?
I did not.
Why not?
It was not necessary.
Mr. K.R.G. Reynolds, the distinguished surgeon who'll be giving evidence for the defense, thought an X-ray was necessary. I take it you don't agree with it.
I seldom do.
I put it to you that you are so confident of your own infallibility that you did not bother to take an X-ray.
No one is confident in his own infallibility. At least not in my profession, sir.
I did not take an x-ray because in view of the patient's history, there were no medical grounds for taking one. Moreover, x-rays cost money. I don't know how you run your legal aid service, but we try to avoid extravagance.
Now, don't make speeches, Doctor, please.
I thought you wanted my opinion.
Dr. Eagle, is there anything I haven't asked you which you'd like to tell us?
Yes, there are lots of things. But perhaps I'd better not.
You may stand down.
That is the plaintiff's case, Your Honor.
I see. Now, Mr. Belkin?
Mr. Reynolds, please.
Thank you. Thank you, Doctor. That was very, very firmly put.
Yeah. Do you want me anymore?
No, heavens, yes. From now on is where I really need you.
Yeah, well, be quick about it. I've work to do, sitting about here wasting time.
Your name is K.R.G. Reynolds, and you're a registered medical practitioner.
Yes, sir.
Your qualifications are M.S., F.R.C.S.
Yes, so it's Mr. Reynolds. Your Honor is obviously well acquainted with medical protocol.
Well, thank you, Mr. Reynolds. Thank you, thank you. Mr. Belkin, would you proceed in your own time?
Mr. Reynolds, you examined Mr. Fred Mulholland on December the 4th.
I did.
What, in your opinion, was he suffering from?
He was suffering from osteoarthritis of the small joint.
Did you use anything to confirm your diagnosis?
Well, of course. My examination would not have been thorough if I had neglected to take an x-ray.
Mr. Thursby, that's getting directly at me. Now do something about it.
I can't, not yet.
What did the x-ray show?
It confirmed quite clearly my diagnosis of osteoarthritis of the small joint.
It did nothing of the kind, Thursby. I saw it. Now get up and cut into ribbons.
Thank you, Mr. Reynolds.
Mr. Reynolds, you are definitely of the opinion that my client has osteoarthritis of the small joint?
I am, sir.
How can you be sure that he hasn't got a prolapsed lumbar intervertebral disc?
I think we might have another try at calling it a slipped disc. Any objection, Mr. Reynolds?
Oh, none at all, Your Honor. It's what I should call it myself. I'm afraid some of us think that long words impress the layman. I find simple words save everybody's time.
How refreshing, yes. Thank you. This will make it so much easier for you, Mr. Thursby, won't it?
I'm most obliged, Your Honor.
You should thank Mr. Reynolds, not me.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Reynolds, for making it so much easier.
No. Not now. Not now, Mr. Thursby, for heaven's sake. You're cross-examining now.
As your lordship pleases. Mr. Reynolds, I was asking you, how can you be sure my client hasn't got a slipped disc?
Because the x-rays show osteoarthritis so clearly, no one could make a mistake.
Well, I think we'd better see these x-rays.
We respect your honor, Dr. Eagler has seen those x-rays.
Well, I want to see them myself. Usher. Oh, come on, come on, come on. Thank you. And provide counsel with x-rays, please.
Yes, Your Honor.
Well, now, here we have the position where two experts of great experience are saying completely opposing things. And it's for me to decide which of them is correct. They can't both be. So we need some proof. If experts can disagree, who am I to say who is right?
Yeah.
Mr. Thursby, if you wish to obtain instructions from your medical witness, kindly see that it causes no interruptions, please.
I'm sorry, Your Honor.
Now, Mr. Randall, why do you say that you are right and Dr. Eagler is wrong?
Well, Your Honor, if you'll hold the x-ray up to the light, you'll see quite clearly a quarter-inch-long line of bones sticking out.
Oh, yes. Do we all see that?
I can't see a bloody thing.
To see, that's why. That's not bone. It's lipping, secondary to the disc.
It what?
Lipping.
I don't understand.
Then why are you doing the case?
Mr. Thursby, please, we're trying to concentrate. It's very difficult if there's a continual muttering in court. Where exactly on the x-rays do you mean, Mr. Reynolds?
Would Your Honor allow me to come up to the bench?
Yes, certainly. It'd be most helpful.
Can I come up too?
No, be quiet, sir. Thursby, kindly remind your witness that if he wishes to address me, he must do it through you.
Get up there, Thursby. Heaven knows what Reynolds will fool him into believing.
Would Your Honor be gracious enough to allow my witness to come up at the same time?
And I suppose you and Mr. Belkin will want to come too. I don't want a tea party up here. Mr. Reynolds, if you'll just point, you see, just point to where you mean.
Hmm? Just here, Your Honor.
Uh-huh.
The light of it, here.
Oh, I see, yes.
You see, that is the quarter-inch-long line of bone I refer to. That is osteoarthritic bone formation.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Reynolds. Thank you.
It's nothing of the kind. It's lipping second into the disc. Come on, now, go on, tell him.
You are?
Mr. Thursby, I must point out that I did see quite clearly what Mr. Reynolds wished me to see. Now, to prove your case, you must demonstrate to me that his interpretation of it is wrong. Now, what have you got to say on that?
What have I to say, Doctor?
It's lipping.
Mr. Reynolds, I put it to you that what you have shown the judge is, in fact, lipping.
Do you mean it's an osteophyte formation?
Do I? Do I mean it's an osteophyte formation?
Yes, but it's secondary to the disc.
How do you mean?
The lipping.
But what about the osteophyte formation?
It's the same thing.
Same as which?
Same as which what?
The lipping or the disc?
Oh!
Hey! If you're going to raise your voice like that, Dr. Eagler...
Your Honor, I can't stand much more of this.
No one is obliging you to stay, Doctor.
Thank you, Your Honor. I accept your invitation.
It was not an invitation, Doctor.
With all due respect, and as Your Honor pleases, I shall take it as one. Good day.
No, Dr. Eagler, you mustn't go to please it.
Doctor!
No. Mr. Thursby, we are waiting. Now, you were asked by the witness what you meant by lipping.
Lipping, Your Honor?
Well, don't sound so surprised, Mr. Thursby. It was you who used the word, no doubt on instructions. But I would prefer to think that you didn't simply repeat it like a parrot merely because it was mentioned to you by the gentleman who seems to have disappeared. I'm sure you wouldn't have the discourtesy to do that.
Well, no, of course not, Your Honor, no.
Good, good. Well, then, just let me know, will you, in general terms, what lipping means.
Lipping. It's not a word one uses in general conversation.
Well, if it were, Mr. Thursby, I shouldn't have asked you what it meant. You see, I do understand ordinary English, but you have used what is obviously a technical term.
Yes, it is a technical term. It's a medical word.
In a case like this, where the burden of proof is upon your client, and where there is a most convincing witness for the defendants, do you think you're going to be able to persuade me that his medical opinion is wrong?
Well, Your Honor, I don't know.
In fact, Mr. Thursby, without the assistance of your expert witness, do you think you can carry the matter any further at all?
I suppose not. Thank you, Mr. Reynolds. It's just one last question, quite apart from all the technical stuff. I mean, whatever it is my client is suffering from, how do you think he got it?
Oh, I suppose when he fell off the ladder.
Well, if that's all you wish to ask, Mr. Thursby, if that's all you wish to say, I think we can all... What was that you said, Mr. Reynolds?
Your Honor, he said, I suppose when he fell off the ladder.
Is that so, Mr. Reynolds?
Well, yes.
But don't you see, Your Honor, it doesn't matter what he had, he got it falling off the ladder. I submit the employers are clearly liable, and my case is proved.
And what do you say to that, Mr. Belkin?
Your Honor, in view of this submission from my expert witness, I have no other course but to submit to judgment.
Your Honor, I ask for judgment for the agreed damages of £100 and costs.
So be it.
I won.
Well done, my boy.
Thank you, Uncle.
Thank you, Mr. Thursby. Thank you very much.
I beg your pardon?
I'm Fred.
Fred?
It was my back.
Oh, Fred! Yes, Fred! Thank you, Fred!
Not at all. Anytime.
Roger, this gentleman is from Marlborough and Prescott, the solicitors for the other side.
Oh, how do you do?
You had a tough nut with that witness of yours, Mr. Thursby. I like the way you battled on, regardless.
Oh, thank you very much.
Do a case for us, do you think?
Well, rather.
Only a small case, but in your line, I think.
I'll be in touch.
Well, what do you mean, in my line?
Fellow claiming damages for a fractured clavicle.
Oh, lovely. I'll do it. What? No.
In that episode of Brothers in Law, the parts were played as follows. Roger Thursby, Richard Bryars, Henry Blagrove, Richard Waring, Grimes, John Glyn Jones, Sally, Anne Davis, Eagler, Richard Caldicott, the judge, John LeMessurier, Belkin, John Breslin, Reynolds, Robert Dawning. Other parts were played by Malcolm Hayes, Clifford Norgate, and Frederick Treves. The expert witness was written by Frank Muir and Dennis Norden and adapted for radio by Richard Waring. The program was produced by David Hatch.